to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Talk radio, a little bit of Steve Voss with one of his more rousing pieces. Welcome back to the National Intel Report for the second hour. Jeff Bennett filling in this day for John Stattmiller, who's out taking care of some business for the network and needs to be done. Somebody asked me an interesting question in the chat room. I won't answer that. Chat room is open, federalobserver.com. I cannot even say my own name. Let's go back to the calls for a few moments. Davey down in Texas, you still with us?
Hello, Sir Bennett.
How are you doing?
Oh, man. I guess about as well as can be expected for living in an occupied country, you know.
Yeah, it's a sad way to go, but we truly are occupied, and that's why I openly make the statement there are different brands of terrorists, and unfortunately ours have all been elected and sent to D.C.
Well, you know, really and truly, that's just a big illusion, but the oppression and the bondage is real, that's for sure. And that vote in the House the other day sure proved it in spades.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I wanted to say, though, that Leslie, boy, I tell you what, if anybody needs a day off, she sounds like she could fill in as a radio host. She has got her facts in order there.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what I'm always glad to see, that people have taken the time to do that. I've often said that what many of us do on the alternative media, what John certainly does, what Rick Adams does, Frank Whalen, Greg Szymanski, all the broadcasters here at RBN, what we share with the listening audience, Davey, is designed to say, look, take this information. Don't necessarily even just listen to what is coming from our mouths, because a lot of what we share, as I did earlier in the program, and I'm generally very open about it, is sharing the written words of someone's opinion. Sometimes I'm able to give mine or find a column, but it's designed to make people kind of sit back and think. Now, go do your own investigation. If you don't like what I'm saying, or you maybe are unsure of what I'm saying, then go do your own studies. And that's something Leslie has done, and that's all we can ask of anyone.
That's outstanding. Yeah. I would like to, kind of admonish the position of those who say, oh, George Bush is a neocon psychophant and all the rest of that, and woe is us. You know, the reality is that George W. Bush will go down in American history as the greatest president this country ever had, simply because he got these neocons to come out front and center as boldly as they have. There is absolutely no way around the fact these people are evil. They will lie to your face and tell you 19 Arab hijackers hijacked these aircraft, and so on and so forth, all the way down the line to the Jews are God's chosen people, Israel, and we got to go kill Arabs in Iran. You know what I mean? It's just insanity on its face. They won't read. I was just looking through the scriptures, Jeff. In Isaiah chapter 42 is just about as good as it gets. It says, who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Now, those are non-Jewish, non-Gentile Jews. This is Israel, the people that are not Jewish here. Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. And who in America is not in bondage to these terrorists, these economic terrorists who put this country in bondage in 1933.
Well, let me say this to you, because I want to move on. We've got some other callers. But your comment about Bush will go down as one of the greatest presidents, the only reason that will ever go down in history is because it will be put into the history books. And, of course, it's the neocons that are responsible for the writing of that history.
Well, they won't be, Jeff. We're going to win this one, man.
We best do it. Got to let you go, David. We're going to a break. Thanks for the call, bud. When we come back, John down in Texas will be joining us. And afterwards, I think Carrie and...
Access. Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allan. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allan takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allan.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's out on business today. You're listening to the National Intel Report, and I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour. We've got one more caller stacked up, and then I'm going to have to break away from the calls. Kerry down in Louisiana. How are you, Kerry?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing just fine and dandy. What goes on in your part of the world today?
Oh, not too much. Regular Monday. You were talking about the price of oil and some other commodities. I have a registered investment advisory firm, and what I'm saying is not investment advice. I got to make that disclaimer. Okay. But I have CNBC on pretty much every day when the markets are open. If you know who T. Boone Pickens is,
sure,
he's been on CNBC saying that we'll see north of $100 a barrel oil. The analyst who a year ago said we're going to see $100 a barrel oil was on CNBC, I think, in the last week or two, saying that we'll probably see north of $200 a barrel oil. And one of my favorite technical analysts, Robert McHugh, has a website, technicalindicatorindex.com. His analysis using several different things, including Elliott Wave, shows we're just in the beginning of a major bull market in oil, where oil is just going to go through the roof, which will, basically crush the economy here.
Well, obviously I can see it coming. I think some of the commentary I've been sharing today, Kerry, is people trying to be somewhat conservative. That to me is kind of like the guy coming on that's going to say gold's going to $5,000 an ounce. Number one, I find that irresponsible. I think that's a little bit scare tactic. I always have the tendency to ask myself personally, what does one have to gain by giving that kind of information out? Now, I'm not questioning you. This is just a question I'm bringing up. Is that I can see oil hitting $200 a barrel because it's just not that far-fetched. And we've gone from 25 to 75 in just a few years. Now we're at 75. Let's go three times more. And where does it take us? I think it's highly realistic. But that's why I made the comment I did in the last hour about the bull market and commodities in general, because if we continue to see this happen with oil and we see other economic turmoil, certainly things like gold tend to react right along with it. But they each do it for different reasons, not because of jewelry, although that certainly plays a part of it, but people tend to go to certain areas in turmoil. So
exactly. And the Chinese are buying gold like there's no tomorrow, as are the Russians, as are the Indians.
And these are the same countries that are also divesting themselves of dollars in general.
Exactly.
And of course, now this piece I'm planning on doing tomorrow evening that deals with this massive counterfeit ring that they found. We're not talking a little group that's making little $10 and $20 pieces. These are people that are putting out some of the finest counterfeit new $100 bills that have ever been seen. This was in the New York Times the other day, if you saw it.
I think it was like, what, $3 trillion they found somewhere like the Philippines?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to be seeing more and more of this kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm going to let you run, Kerry. I've got to go do some other stuff here. Thanks so much for your input. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you,
Glad
Jeff.
You're out here listening today. Stay in touch, will you?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, bye.
It's it's interesting because we've had several callers, a wide range. One certainly, Leslie calling in talking about some of the turmoil in the Middle East, how it's being manipulated by the CFR, the Bilderbergers, these so-called powers that be. Davey calling in, certainly going back to the biblical reference, commenting on much of what we're seeing take place today. And of course, Kerry calling in with some financial commentary. But think about that. We've seen the cost of a barrel of oil triple in just the last few years. And so now if we're looking at its current level at about $78 a barrel, if it just does that, we're talking about in another 3 to 5 years, if that long, potentially seeing the cost of a barrel of oil at $235 a barrel. That's almost 10 times where it was 3 years ago. That's something to think about. That's pretty scary, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing. Let's move forward with some other economic things to think about. Doug Casey today writing about rising interest rates and gold. And don't kid yourself. Ben Bernanke and the Fed and his predecessor, the Wizard of Greenspan, certainly have done their best to continue to raise interest rates, ostensibly to help control the economy. And that's the key word. It's always control. But Doug Casey says that interest rates around the globe are going up because inflation and default risk are going up. I'm seeing more and more commercials on late night television for foreclosures. If you're ready to go in foreclosure, give us a call. We'll help you out. Oh, yeah, they'll help you out all right. Casey says interest rates around the globe are going up because inflation and default risk are going up. Lenders want to be compensated for the chance that they might not be repaid. Secondly, when the currency seems to lose purchasing power, which is what we are all facing each and every day, you want to deny it? Go to the grocery store and tell me that your $100 worth of food is buying you the same amount of food it bought you a year ago or 2 years ago. When the currency loses purchasing power, lenders want to recover the loss by collecting more interest, in other words, higher interest, and borrowers are willing to pay it in anticipation of even more currency depreciation. And thirdly, in the case of government debt, default risk is minimal since, if need be, the debtor government can always print what it owes. And so rising interest rates on government debt are a clear reflection of rising inflationary pressure, and that is unquestionably a positive for the little yellow metal. Rising interest rates and gold. Interest rates on a 12-month U.S. government debt have been on the rise for three straight years, ladies and gentlemen, an indication of rising inflation expectations consistent with the strength in gold and silver over the same general time period. A key measure of interest rates is how high they are after subtracting for inflation. By that standard, they're not particularly high right now. Even though rates have risen, inflation also has risen, and so the effective real rate, according to Casey, is still low. But higher inflation is going to lead to higher rates. In the past 12 months, the CPI has risen 4.2%. It's running at a 5.2% annual rate so far in 2006, accelerating to a 5.7% annualized rate over the last 3 months. And yet with rates on short-term treasuries around 5%, they're still close to zero after inflation. And real interest rates are almost certainly lower than they look. To avoid reporting high inflation, the U.S. Commerce Department has been cooking the books over the past few years. One example is that it uses residential rents in its CPI calculation rather than that of the cost of houses, simply ignoring the soaring housing prices. But from here on out, that account, that so-called sleight of hand, that dealing from the bottom of the deck, may have the opposite effect, because rents are continuing to move up now and housing prices have stalled in many areas across this country. But there's more. The rental equivalent rate included a deduction of the utilities included in rent. And so you see, as energy prices rose, the rental equivalent rate was calculated to be lower than the actual rents, which I find interesting because I find my daughter living in an apartment one-third the size of my home is paying a higher electric bill, and she's very conservative. And I think those in apartments actually pay a higher rate for electric use than those of us who live in our own homes. So now we're facing rising interest rates, and we're looking at gold. And it all creates this thing called public shock. We could write a book on U.S. government deception, Casey continues, but the bottom line is that inflation is higher than the government indicates. Let's cut to the chase. In 1979 and 80, Jimmy Carter was president of these United States of America. We know what happened to interest rates and inflation rates then, 18, 19, 20, 22%. The inflation rate was absolutely unbelievable. Nothing that anybody in this country had seen since the Great Depression could they understand it. And so after we got out of that thing, after the chicanery and the juggling of the books of the Reagan years, and it happened, don't kid yourself, it happens in every administration because the guy who sits at the top doesn't really control it. He's a mouthpiece. And so what happens? Now all of a sudden our inflation rates no longer include the cost of a barrel of oil or the cost of a gallon of gas. It certainly doesn't include interest rates. It doesn't include food. That's right. All those things have been taken off the inflation rate, the things that we need each and every day. And when you view it from this perspective, you find that the recent but sharp fallback in the gold and silver, frankly, it's got very little importance for investors. Yeah, gold ran ahead of itself. It over-leveraged traders, profited them, they panicked, and the price took a dive. But there's really been no change in the big picture for gold and silver, have they? Has there been a change in the big picture for commodities across the board? Of course not. And there isn't going to be for a good 5 to 10 years longer. The world continues to be awash in a sea of debt. And the sea levels are still rising from the rivers of spending by the United States and other governments. Each and every month, George Bush goes back to the Congress and asks to get the debt ceiling raised so we can continue to fight the war in Iraq. But, oh, wait a minute. Now we want to go to work with Iran. And we have to certainly support Israel and their endeavors at greater and greater economic levels. Because don't forget, it's an election year. And if the existing incumbents want to get reelected, they certainly have to kiss the posteriors of the Israeli lobby. And the only way they do it is more money. Wow. Does this round robin ever end for all of us? How deep is your pocket? Whew. It's getting shallower. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of moments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Must be some kind of way out of here. I'll tell you what, I don't think most of us could afford the ticket to get out of here, and then where would you go even if you went? Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmuller on this Monday, July the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2006. One of the comments left in the chat room says, according to foreclosure.com, 2006 mid-year market analysis, Georgia ranks highest among the states in foreclosure rates to date in 2006, followed in order by Indiana, Colorado, Michigan, Texas, Ohio, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, and, oh, I cannot believe it, Utah. Go figure that one out. That gives you a good sign of what's going on. We're going back to continue our discussion about why we're facing some of the economic difficulty in this country, the rising interest rates and gold. The heavy debt-heavy governments are egged on by organized constituencies, which means lobby organizations, and it prevents our government elected officials from cutting spending, even if they ever wanted to. And they're prevented so by statutory entitlement programs, entrenched bureaucracies, and in the case of the United States, the war against Islam. Isn't that really what it is? It's not a war against terrorism. It's a war against Islam. It's a war for the other group over there that doesn't like Islam. In fact, the situation is much worse. The word is intractable. The word Paul Volcker, former Federal Reserve chairman, made. And this is a very recent statement. He says it is much worse than it was leading up to the gold bull market of the 1970s. Back then, Volcker said, the U.S. economy wasn't perched on a housing bubble, perched upon a pin. Back then, the world's central banks still sought dollars. Back then, you didn't have hundreds of trillions of dollars in exotic derivatives. And back then, foreigners, many of them now truly hostile to the U.S., weren't holding trillions of dollars of assets as reserves. But while it's heartening, speaking strictly as a speculator with a current interest in the 10-to-1 leverage offered by high-quality but low-capitalization gold shares, although I don't get into the gold shares, that's for something different, I want the real goods in my hand, to see gold's price rally in the face of yet more turmoil in the Middle East, or when North Korea shoots missiles and talks about emulating its neighbors, it's important not to expect too much, not too fast. And so even as you're hearing this program today, the war rally has stalled. Traders are selling gold due to the laughable contention that the U.S. dollar is a safe harbor currency, and because of the misperception that higher interest rates are bad for gold. The fact of the matter is that we're still in the traditionally slow season for gold. You see, the Indian wedding season of buying gold is still a month or so away. Do you think that doesn't matter? It does, ladies and gentlemen. It's just like when Kerry called earlier and talked about the Chinese, the Indians, the Russians, all those that are out there that are buying gold. And there is a season to buy gold. Richie says, answer the phone. How can I answer the phone when I'm on the air? I can't do two things at once. Another story. We've got an inevitable monetary crisis staring us smack in the face, not only in this country, but around the world. Yes, it is a slow season for gold. And that's why I say to you that the real buying season for gold will not pick up for another 2 to 4 weeks. And so what do? If you're a buyer of gold, if you're a buyer of silver, if you understand the reasons for owning these products, you do it now while the market is slow. You don't wait for it to pick up speed. What, you're going to tell me that you don't want to buy gold at $615, $616 an ounce? You'd rather sit around and wait? You want to be sure that it's a good thing to do, right? You want to make sure that you're buying it when it's moving up, not down. And so what are you going to do? You're going to wait for it to hit $660 again where it was last week? You want to wait for it to hit $715, $730? Then you're going to know that train's moving up again. Buy it on the dip. Buy it while it's slow. Buy it while it's quiet. Buy it while it's calm. Because in just a couple of weeks, usually between the 7th and 15th of August, the market begins to move. The market begins to heat up. It begins to get active again. Mom and Dad aren't necessarily doing the vacations anymore. You know, I'm in Arizona. When I was growing up in the Midwest, we didn't go back to school. That's when I was young enough to be in school. We didn't go back to school until the day after Labor Day. In Arizona, we start a month before Labor Day. That's right. My wife goes back to work next week. Hallelujah, brother. Bye, babe. Got to be done. So what are the reasons for buying gold and silver? Is this the right time? Is it a good time? Is it a bad time? Should we expand? Should we buy more? Should we buy less? The thing would have been to buy a year ago at 420, sell out 6 weeks ago at 730, and turn around and repurchase today at 615. That's what a wise person would have done. It's amazing. We're getting near the bottom of the hour. I think the music's going to be coming up. One of the guys in the chat room says foreclosures in the state of North Carolina are up 300% this year. Holy moly. And I wanted to move there? I think the music's creeping. Am I hearing it or am I dreaming? No, it's coming in there. Hey! We reached the bottom of the second hour. We'll be picking up here on the flip side in just a couple moments. Stay with us for the final 30-minute segment of the National Intel Report.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you feel if you found out there was no law requiring you to pay an income tax and the government was cheating you?
There is no constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
Show me the law.
4 stars, highest rating. America, freedom to fascism makes Fahrenheit 9/11 look like Bambi. CBS.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaging terrorism?
America's people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism, if you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
What if you found out the government was planning to put electronic chips into you so they can track you?
This is absolutely Orwellian.
America, freedom to fascism. The scariest film you'll see this year, coming July 28th.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Here for the last half hour of the National Intel Report. See, now the music's getting turned down, so now I know somebody's in the studio, and I've been trying to reach somebody for the whole break. You must have turned my mic off. Anyway, Jeff Bennett filling in for John Stadtmiller. John has taken the day off. He's got some business he's trying to do for the network, and those things have to be done once in a while. I got to tell you, there are days that there's just not enough hours in the day to do all the things that all of us have to do. You take a look at the early morning lineup, beginning with Frank. You go to Derry. We've got the round table that now is providing 5 completely different two-hour programs each and every day, Monday through Friday. We go to Greg Szymanski. We've got Dr. Deagle. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I apologize if I'm leaving names out. I certainly don't intend to. John, coming up soon is Michael Piper Collins or Collins Piper. Robbie, of course, will be with you here in a couple of hours. Do go through, spend the time, get to know not only just who your favorite hosts are, but get an understanding of who's going to be doing what on what day of the week. It's great to have all the listeners out there listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, and we appreciate the support. In the acquisition of some of the various products and the services that we make available to the compact discs, the Aaronizers. We've got the new KU satellite band dish that's available to you. Certainly the gold and silver and the advice that Robbie and I are able to bring you combined, The two of us have got probably pushing somewhere in the area of about 70, 75 years worth of personal knowledge and experience in gold and silver and in coins, et cetera, and not trying to take people down the wrong path. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple of moments. But these are these products, these services are brought to you, number one, because they can help you, and they can protect you. And in many cases, they're good for your health. They're good for your wealth. They're good for your welfare. Maybe you get some spiritual guidance out of some of the broadcasts that we bring to you here at RB.
They're the terrorists.
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know if you know much about my background. You know, I've had a national radio show for a while. I've been a guest on many shows. I'm a second-generation American on my father's side of Jewish extraction or persuasion, you know, out of Europe. Mm-hmm. My grandfather's family fled, basically, right before World War I and came over here to America, thank God. I do not, you know, I have a lot of insight. Look, in the last year, I've spoken with 3 Mossad agents, okay? I have a lot of insight into what's going on in Israel, you know, and also a biblical background. I've even met with the FBI due to the accuracy of my predictions. There's not a lot of coverage of that, but I've predicted a lot of attacks on America, and the FBI has come to see me because of what I've said on other radio shows and to people. You know, sometimes when things happen that you say, people, quote, turn you in or you know, point you out as a person of interest. But anyway.
Yeah, by the way, we got to rename the FBI the ATF after the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they're both now, their strings are pulled by the same puppeteer. Yeah. Look, America is the client state for Israel. We've had no greater spies in this country. There's been no more, there's not one single country, or let's just not say country, let's just say persuasion, because it's more than a country. It's an idea of, hatched from, like your guest Joe said, it's, these people's father is Satan, you know, spiritually their father is Satan, and you know, there's those that believe that it's actually genetic, and it may be. But look, I did speak with a Mossad agent a few months ago, and she had infiltrated a group of Christians up around the Atlanta area, but this agent admitted to me that she was a Pharisee, and she also admitted to me, now get this, you guys need to know this, she admitted that most black people are not going to go.
Hello, talk to me, let me know we're on the air. We've got some technical problems. All of a sudden, our connection got bounced out. I'm assuming we're back on now. Jeff Bennett filling in for the final 20 minutes or so with John Stadtmuller. If they can get back through to me on Skype, we'll attempt to give that a run and get it over that way. But we've had to come back in with a direct dial on the phone line, so we'll have to see what happens. Dan, if you can get through to me on Skype, we'll do the conversion. At least drop in and let me know we are online together. It says John is on now, which means they've dropped a rerun in here. So somebody let me know that we are on. I have no way to determine. I'm going to have to try to click this thing in and see what happens. Everybody's trying to call. Already in progress. Cannot start a new call. Are we there? Nope. Can't do a thing. I have no clue what's going on here, and I've got to have somebody monitor and tell me what's going on.
Real quick.
They don't have much time, but the persuasion to be...
Are we on the air, Guck?
You know, if you have your patriotic fan flamed, a flame fanned a lot, you're liable to make a mistake. You know, you're like a guard dog on a chain that's getting his chain pulled. That's basically, these people, they're being pulled to make knee-jerk reactions, and they don't really weigh a lot of, they're not really interested in American history, they're not really interested in the salvation of this people and this land, they're not really interested in a grassroots movement of you know, good biblical Christianity and fundamentalism. They're not fundamentalists. They're very easily persuaded by the New Age, by the next new thing.
Yep.
And you know, look, I want to point you to a website. This is very critical. It's called First Base. I'd have to look it up real quick, but it might be called At First, or it's a pro-Zionist website, the worst I've ever seen. I found it off of there's a big Jewish newspaper out of L.A.
All right, we apparently are back on. Sorry for the technical difficulties. That's the kind of stuff that throws everybody. I don't have the normal broadcast quality connection. We're having to go through a phone line. Let's go back and finish up our commentary and our thoughts about why we're seeing some of the things go on in the market, why some of the reasons are we think we're going to see continued upward movement in the markets. I'm not concerned about what the markets are doing right now today at this very moment. As I commented to you earlier, we saw gold last week in the upper 660s. A month prior to that, it was 730. It dropped as low as 558, currently sitting at just below 616 an ounce at the in the aftermarkets, with silver at 1095. Silver is up 16 cents today. Not a bad day in the scheme of things. But once again, it's not the short term. It's not the one-day thing that I'm concerned about. The fundamentals have not changed. I've got somebody in the chat room telling me that we've got two programs on the air right now, Dan. It's mine and John's replay. So I'm not sure what's going on. Just do what you got to do, and I'll just keep going on here. Sorry for all that. We've got a number of things to consider. The inevitable monetary crisis has to be coming. We face it every single day. A government cannot continue to spend and borrow and print its way into the future without someone having to pay for it. Maybe the next couple of months. Maybe it won't come in the next couple of months. Now, there's a couple of main talking points to consider in the markets in general this week, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, something we talked about at the beginning of the first hour. The Israel-Hezbollah war. Secondly, the volatility of the financial, yes, the gold markets in general. Now, I've got to admit a little bit of a wry smile when various television commentators believe that this is going to be a short war. I mean, afterwards, if you remember a week ago, some so-called unnamed source came out and said, oh, this war is only going to last for a couple of days, nothing to worry about, gold tank. Right. Okay, it's a week later, it's 10 days later, whatever the case may happen to be. It's not going to be a short war. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. It has been going on for 5,000 years, and there is no sign of an end to it. The Israelites and the Hittites went at it, and then Alexander and Darius confronted each other, and the Crusaders and Saladin locked horns. The whole region has been a hotbed of continuous battles for centuries. And what makes a Jimmy Carter or a Bill Clinton or a George Bush Sr. or Jr. or any of the rest of them, or Condoleezza Lisa Rice and Madeleine Halfbright, what makes, first of all, excuse me, you don't send nothing against women, but you one must understand the politics of the region. Politicians in the Middle East are not going to respond to a woman Secretary of State trying to negotiate the deal. They didn't do it with Madeleine Halfbright, and they certainly ain't going to do it with Condoleezza. But we keep sending them over there. Oh, that's right. We're forward, free-thinking people. Yeah, well, if Hillary becomes president, forget it. We're in real trouble. Now, the fact of the matter is this. This whole region has been a hotbed of battles for centuries. So-called Christian presidents who tried to stick their way into the middle of it, they're not going to resolve battles that have been waging for thousands of years. We're concerned about who's going to get rights to oil and gas pipelines. Isn't that what this is really all about? Lining the pockets of big business? Is it really about security? Or is it about a certain group's financial security? It certainly isn't ours. And so we go on. The summer will continue much as it already has, and there's not many weeks left in the summer, ladies and gentlemen. Weak volumes in the gold markets. Interim price swings, as we've seen over the last couple weeks, because gold is positioning itself for a breakout this fall, as it does every fall. The only difference is the fundamentals are the same, and yet they're stronger. And therefore, the best advice that I or Robbie or anyone else could possibly give you as relates to commodities, and specifically those commodities that we happen to deal with, gold, silver, the best advice I could give to you for the next several months is to buy gold and quality gold on the dips, not on bomb-inspired rallies. The bombs bursting in air or anywhere else they decide to explode. Don't wait until the news gets so bad that oil is reaching $80 and $85 and $90 a barrel, and gold is now pushing $7 and $7.25 and $7.50. All the quality writing and indicators that we see economically tell us that gold is going to be back in that seven area or higher before the end of the year. Now, look. In time, you're all going to know when the pieces have fallen into place for the next phase in the bull market of a lifetime. And as I mentioned nearly an hour ago, the shortest bull market in commodities on record, 14 years, the longest, 25 years. That's on record. And we are only about 7 years into this bull market. That means we can see far more upward movement in the next 5 to 7 or 10 or 15 years. And if you've ever had an inclination to protect your family, to protect the future generations of your family, you don't wait until summer's over. You don't wait until October, November, December. You pick up the phone, you call Republic Trading Group today, and be prepared to take your stand, take your position. I don't care if you've got $2,000 or $200,000, or if all you can afford is $700 or $800. Don't take food off your table. Don't borrow your rent money, which is due in a few more days. Don't come to me with a day trader's mentality. This is long term. It's private insurance. You buy it to put it away in case of a rainy day. When this economy finally goes absolutely haywire, maybe a year, maybe 2 years from now, inflation is going to be soaring. Traditional equity markets will be in ruin. Bondholders will be left holding empty bags, and gold will be trading well over that of the peak in the previous secular bull market. I'm talking 1980 when it hit $850 an ounce. If you're not going to buy it now, you may not regret it for the next month or two, but you will regret it soon and for the rest of your life. Between now and then, be disciplined. Only buy the gold and the silver on the dips, which is what we're in today. You're going to have multiple opportunities to make life-changing returns and to provide that security that no one else is going to provide for you, not your banker, not your insurance man, not your life insurance company, your annuity salesman, nothing. Certainly not your stockbroker. His job is to line his pockets. Now, we're going to take a couple of minutes, and I've got something interesting to share with you. I want you to consider the comparisons with what I'm going to share with you right now. You get your paper and pencil, you have it ready, because what I'm about to offer you, and Mr. Producer, I'd appreciate if you kind of forget that little break at the 55 minutes, because it really will interrupt this last few minutes of where we have to go. Thank you. One of the calls I get most often for people wanting to buy gold bullion coins, they like the size. They love that quarter-ounce gold American Eagle. I do, too. It's a great coin. I love the size of it. And if gold's at $1,000 an ounce, the worst thing I know I can get for it, or the worst of scenarios, is at least a quarter-ounce value, $250. It's a great, nice, even thing to trade. The problem is, if I'm online right now and I start searching some of the most recognized, I'm not talking about basement characters, I'm talking about legitimate gold and silver dealers. Quarter-ounce gold American Eagles are being offered right now by recognized vendors around the country, on the Internet and elsewhere, for $175 each in minimum increments of 20 coin purchases. And some of those companies require a minimum of 10 ounces, which means you got to buy 40 coins. Do the math. 40 coins, $175 a coin. It adds up. But you see, at Republic Trading Group, we're here to serve our clients, and to provide you with a better deal and more options. Now, one of my favorite coins also is roughly a quarter of an ounce. And what I'm going to offer you tonight is good until 9 o'clock tonight Eastern, period. 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight, July the 24th. That's not very many hours away from here, folks. What does it give us, a couple hours, something like that? That's it. This is July the 24th, 2006. You can take advantage of this. Yes, it's British Sovereigns. Premium quality, hand-selected, brilliant, uncirculated British gold sovereigns. I've been through this before. This is the same coin issued to British officers and pilots during military auction to ensure their safety and freedom of capture. Our own U.S. Air Force, when our pilots are deployed overseas, such as Iraq and Iran and other places, British gold sovereigns are a part of their survival pack, even to this day. Why do I like these? Because they are recognized all over the world more than any other fractional gold coin. That's right. It is brilliant, uncirculated. These are not coins that are kind of wishy-washy. They've been made, maybe they've been polished or dipped or whizzed or made to look a little nicer than they are, but they've really been spent. We don't put that kind of product out, and there's enough of our clients that have received this stuff in the last couple of years. When I offer brilliant uncirculated, I mean you get hand-selected premium quality, top-of-the-line stuff. Many of them, if they were to be graded, would grade 63, 64, but we don't do that here. We're trying to provide the greatest amount of gold for the least amount of money. But I want private stuff. I don't want gold that I've got to buy that I've got to turn you in for buying it. Or turn you in when you go to sell it. That's not what we're about. Privacy, very important. You deserve it. We deserve it. We don't even want to be in a position of having to, you know, send a 1099 to the IRS or anything else. And that's why we stay with the historical coins minted prior to 1933. And these beautiful, premium quality, hand-selected British gold sovereigns were all minted prior to 1933. Most are King George's. Occasionally we'll get a couple of King Edward's. But I love these coins. And I love them for more reasons than just those which I've just shared with you. Up until probably a year and a half ago, maybe even 6 months ago, anytime I would talk to you about British gold sovereigns, it would always cost you a little bit more than buying a quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle. We are buying such vast quantities of these coins right now that the price is spectacular. And you will get from us exactly what we represent that coin to be. But you're not going to pay the $175 for these quarter-ounce British gold sovereigns. Nope. I'm going to sweeten the pot by calling us today before 9 o'clock tonight Eastern Time. That gives you 2 hours and 7 minutes. I still got about 7 more minutes on the air. You're going to call us at 1-800-691-7898, 1-800-691-7898, to the Republic Trading Group. $164.25 per coin. And there's one caveat. The minimum purchase of four coins. Roughly announced. Four coin minimum purchase. Every order we ship has got at least when it relates to this kind of gold, has a flat $20 shipping and handling. If you want to call up today, 1-800-691-7898. If all you can afford is four coins, you want to do it, you do it. You're going to have to add $20 to the cost for the shipping. If you call up and order 100 coins, it's the same $20 shipping and handling. Our shipper is self-insured with Lloyd's of London, and so basically what you're paying for is the postage. The insurance is already there. It's done. It's finished. But I got a little problem with this British sovereign offering tonight. And it's one of the other reasons we've put a time limit on here. We've got minimum numbers of these available at this price. We have been pushing so many sovereigns out over the course of the last 4 weeks. I cannot tell you how many tens of thousands of British sovereigns that we have shipped to our clients. And we're not the only country or company in the country doing it. It is the most recognizable. It is the most sought after. It is the most tradable Why? I don't care where you come from. Australia, the Falklands, Canada, Korea, Hong Kong, India, Pakistan, South Africa. The British sovereignty is more recognized anywhere in the Saudi area. The whole Middle East. Sovereigns are more recognized than anything else. You think the American Gold Eagle is that highly recognized? Great, it says United States of America on it. Doesn't matter. This coin's been around for well over 100 years. The British Gold Sovereign. George the Dragon Slayer on the back. If gold is something that is in your future, if you want to add to your holdings, call us today. Take advantage of this offering. Once again, minimum availability. When this package is gone at this price, you call later in the evening. We may have to talk to you about French roosters. We may have to talk about some of the beautiful 10 guilders, the Dutch 10 guilders, because we do have limited numbers of the sovereigns at this price. Not that more aren't going to come in, but there might be another week delay or so, week to week and a half delay, waiting for more stuff to come in. The common sense of what I'm trying to share with you today, there are reasons for owning gold and silver. Answer them for yourselves. Is the economy getting better? Is the cost of oil coming down? Is your grocery money putting more food on the table each week? Are the taxes going down? One of the folks in the chat room said he looked at his water bill from this year as compared to last year, and his water bill had doubled because of what real estate values did several years ago in Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody's taxes has gone up this year when real estate values are on the decline. It's all mixed up. It's, in the words of Elvis Presley, it's all shook up. Take a look at where you've got your money. The CDs, the stocks, the bonds, the mutual funds, the annuities. Take a strong look at how each of these areas is performing from you. Roll the dice. Buy the gold. Put it away, because in about 6 to 8 weeks, you will be a very happy camper you did. Take advantage of this offer tonight. 1-800-691-7898. You dial the number, you're either going to get Robbie or myself. You'll get prompted. For Jeff, dial 1. For Robbie, dial 2. You do what you do. Get through to us. Take advantage of it. Am I not going to have sovereigns available later in the week? I can't answer that. I've always got access to sovereigns. At what price? I do not know. Higher? Lower? Doesn't make any difference. This is a very, very good price. Nearly $11 less per coin than a 1/4 ounce modern-day gold American Eagle bullion coin. We reached the end of my time period. Thank you, John Statmiller, for having had the confidence to ask me to fill in today. Time for me to go. Got some other programming. Robbie will be back within a couple hours. Give us that call at Republic Trading, 1-800-691-7898. On behalf of John Statmiller and Republic Broadcasting Network, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the